Hello again. It's good to be back with you on a Tuesday evening. Haven't been Tuesdays for a couple of weeks now, but we're here. We're back. And it's a pleasure to welcome back Tina Marie there this evening. So, let's have a look. We have seven lovely people in the collection, which is just about right. One more, and we've got a show. it's eight people is the average for our two-hour broadcast, of course. And that averages out to 10 minutes per person with a music break. And if we get more than eight, then we can't really take a music break. Now, it has been suggested there, ladies and gents, to kind of tell people when the call queue is full. Unfortunately, we don't have any procedure for that because it is Blog Talk Radio after all. And all shows that go out on Blog Talk have their own call-in number. And what happens, people just queue up via that number. So the only way to control that is to boot them out. And we don't do that. If your call drops, please do not think that it is me that has booted you out. Although we do have a button at the side there where we can click and abuse it off. Don't kick me normally. Okay, right. So we're going to bring Tina in. And we have a gentleman, our first caller this evening.
Good evening.
Can you hear me okay? All right.
Yeah, can you?
Lovely. Okay, Tim.
Good evening.
Hey, good evening, Tina. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Tim. And yourself?
I can't complain at all.
That's good. How can I help, my darling?
Oh, it's not so much. I'm just working on trying to bring in some new things, abundance, different areas of my life. I've been trying to buckle down and petition spirit for assistance. So I just was curious if any tips you have or anything... or any messages.
Right, okay. So you've been, should I say you've been in communication with spirit a lot with your meditation and what you should be doing? Would that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. I do feel actually, Tim, that it is working. Okay. I do feel as though it is working, sweetheart, because I do feel spirit are coming a lot closer to you. Okay, because I'm getting the feeling of a calm inner peace of yourself. Would that make sense?
Yes, that's what I'm striving to move towards. Yep.
Yeah, well, it's working, sweetheart. Keep going, because it is working. Okay, I'll tell you for why, because I feel as though maybe, I'd say a couple of weeks ago, you was... deep within a thought of something. I don't know what it was, but I'm being told you was deep within a thought of something and wondering at which crossroads, at the crossroads of which way you was going to turn. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Spirit are saying to me, sweetheart, they are glad you've taken the path forward instead of going left or right, because the straight on path is where you're meant to be. Okay, this is what they're saying to me. They need you to keep going on that path because everything you're doing at this precise minute, you're doing right. Okay, and you are going to make a very good medium. Okay, because you're going to start picking messages up from spirit. I'm not surprised that you are, if you already do, to be honest. Okay, but you are going to be picking them up bigger and stronger as well. But I want you to start working on your medium power, darling. Would that make sense to you?
Well, yes, I've been asking for to hear the messages per se. So, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is what you're going to start doing. Okay, you might get them in, we'll say you'll probably get them mixed in with your thoughts, okay, because this is what they do when you're starting out with them as medium. They'll put a message in with your thoughts, and then if you think, well, that's not my thought, and then you'll understand that Spirit have put a thought there to make sure that you get a message. And this is what they're going to keep doing. Okay, this is what they're going to keep doing. They're going to keep giving you thoughts and in the form of a message. Okay, messages in form of a thought, sorry. And this is what they're going to keep doing. And then any sort of thoughts that you have that you don't think are your own, just write them down on a piece of paper, okay, and then read them back to yourself and think, well, this message is for somebody. It's not for me. Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So Spirit are getting you, the Spirit are listening to you, sweetheart, and they are wanting to work with you. Okay. But if you find as well that you've got a constant ringing in your ears, I do feel as though that is Spirit guides around you, because mine are constantly like it. Okay. If you get constant ringing in your ears, that Spirit guides around you as well. They're ready to, they're there and ready to work with you as well. Okay. But everything that you're doing at this precise minute, Tim, is really, really good. It's really, really what Spirit are expecting from you. Your meditations are good, they're long enough, and you're asking questions during meditation, which Spirit are trying to give you the answers to, okay, as well. You might get them answers in the form of maybe a sign or a thought that comes into your head, okay? But Spirit are very pleased with what you're doing. They are very pleased indeed, I'll say that, because I'm getting this feeling of overwhelmment from them, okay? This is what I'm getting. But I do feel as though, honestly, that you are going to be a pretty good medium by the time you've finished. I really do, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Is there any other questions you'd like?
Only as far as the meditation, I haven't really been posing questions during. I'm just kind of, well, the weather's changing in my city, but I was trying to get out to the park and walk, say little mantras, and kind of do some deep breathing. Should I be posing questions before meditation?
You can ask questions during meditation as well, sweetheart. You can ask from inside of your mind, you can ask them, okay, either that or you can say them out loud. They will listen to you either way, okay? But I do feel as though you have got, I'd feel a lady figure around you in spirit, that she's there helping you as well, okay? And she's very pleased with the outcome that you've come in with your meditation and your listening to spirit, because I do feel as though when this lady was on the earth plane, I do feel as though, I wouldn't say she was a very spiritual lady, but I'd say she was spiritual in some sort of way, in some sort of a way. Would you understand a lady like that in spirit, please?
Yeah, definitely. Probably my great-grandmother on my mother's side, who had the gift of vision. She wasn't very spiritual, but she kept the gift throughout her life. My mother had it, but she went into religion, so it's probably my great-grandmother. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, because she's been watching you and how you've been going on. It's nice to have a great-grandmother like that. So, but she's been watching you as well, darling, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You got it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, darling. Bye.
Thank you, Tim. Okay. Right, it's all gentlemen starting our show this evening, then, because we had Tim at the top, the USA. And coming back to the UK, we have Deep.
Good evening, Deep.
Thank you, Ken. Good evening, Tina. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm doing better than before. Thank you for asking.
Good, good, good. How can I help, darling?
Whatever message you have from Spirit for me, please, will be appreciated.
Okay, sweetheart. Spirit are realizing how much of a way you've actually come just lately, okay? Because they feel as though you've been having a good talk to yourself. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I feel deep that you've got more of your fighting spirit back. I feel as though something's get made again, your fighting spirit back. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because what I'm feeling, sweetheart, is that you have got your fighting spirit back and you want to get done what you have to do. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, I...
Okay. Because what I'm feeling, sweetheart, is that things are going to come up for you. Things are going to come up for you within a good way, not in a bad way, but within a good way. And when these things come up for you, there's something that you need to take advantage of, darling. Okay, there's one of them it needs to take advantage of. Okay. What I'm feeling, sweetheart, is that I feel as though something's going to be offered to you. I do honestly feel as though something's going to be offered to you. It feels like a job. It feels like a job off. Okay, would you understand going for another job, please?
Or could it be with an opportunity to invest? To make some investment which I've been missing for the last so many years.
It might be that as well. It might be that as well, but yeah. Something is going to get offered to you. Okay. And I do feel as though it's an offer of a lifetime. I feel as though it's going to be an offer of a lifetime, darling. Okay. This is what I'm getting. Okay. This is what I'm getting, sweetheart, because... this is going to make you excited. This is going to make you happy. Okay, in so many ways. I can just see you stood there and you're laughing and you're smiling and you're like jumping for joy. Okay. And I do honestly feel that something's going to change your life for you. Okay, something is really going to change your life for you. And how long it's going to be before it does is another question, sweetheart, because obviously, you know that the spirit don't have a timeline, but I do honestly feel as though something is going to give you an opportunity of a lifetime. We'll say that, okay? Because I can see you laughing, honestly. But I do feel as though there is a job offer coming towards you as well, Deep, if you haven't already got it, okay?
Yeah, I've started one this week.
Sorry?
I have started a work this week.
Oh, you got it, did you?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh,
for,
well, congratulations. Congratulations, darling. Okay. So that would be the job offer that I was thinking of then. Okay. Would you understand that somebody around you has been a bit cheerful just lately? You've heard a lot of cheerful people.
Maybe in spirit. I don't have a lot of people to hang around with.
Right, okay. Because you've had some cheerful people around you. So this is maybe what they're trying to do, put a load of cheer over you. Okay. Make you feel about your, yourself, make you feel good about yourself. Okay, because I do feel as though you're feeling good about yourself just lately. Sorry, I've got hiccups. I do feel as though you've been feeling good about yourself just lately as well, okay? And this is what they have been wanting from you, okay? But I do feel as though there's something extra going to come your way, darling. I do feel as though you are on an uphill climb, okay? I honestly do feel as though I feel that. And I do feel little man's going to be allowed to get in touch if he hasn't already, okay? If he hasn't already. Sorry?
It's his birthday tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Well, I do hope you can get in contact with him to at least speak to him on his birthday. Okay.
Yeah.
But I do feel that you're going to be allowed more contact with him. Okay. But I do feel as well also some people around you are realising that other parties are now wrong. Okay. I do feel that as well, because I do feel other parties around you are wrong, feeling that they know that they're wrong. Okay. And I do feel as though they're actually starting to feel as though their tactics didn't get nowhere, to be honest. And I know it sounds harsh to what I'm saying, okay, but I do feel that as well. But I do feel more... Sorry, say that again.
That's the best thing I've heard in so many days. Is it the social services, people who found out something about what she's been doing?
I've no idea, darling. Yeah. Okay. I've no idea. All right. But within yourself, I'm feeling a lot more happiness, a lot more contentment, and I'm feeling a lot more security inside of yourself. Okay. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Right. Okay. Because I feel as though what you've been doing, you've been listening to all the spirit messages that people have been giving you. I'm not saying just me, but people have been giving you. And I do feel as though you've been analysing that and come up with maybe, I wouldn't say a catch-22 situation, Dee, but I'd say more of a big talk with yourself about not letting people get to you and not letting people drag you down as well. Would that make sense?
It does.
There is a gentleman around you still. This gentleman is really around you. Okay, this gentleman is really around you. He says he's not going to go nowhere until all this is sorted out properly. Okay, but he's very, very pleased with you. Okay, because of the way you're getting your fighting spirit back and the way that you are coming back to how you was. All right, my darling. Would you understand that you've been looking for something this week, please?
Looking for something this week could be to do with my with the investments that I'm planning, that I've been thinking about all this year.
Yeah. Okay, that's good enough for me. Okay. It's just said I've got to tell you that you've been looking for something. Okay, you've got to be looking for something, you've been looking for something, maybe at something as well, obviously, the paperwork for the investment and that. Okay. Would you understand you've been looking at some more houses?
Yes, I have, but I don't know. There's very few houses going around, and the prices and the distance and all of that.
Yeah. He's just said to me, he wants you to stay where you can, where you're in reach of little man. I don't know why he's just said that. He wants you to stay where you're in reach of little man. He's not bringing any red flags up for me. So, I mean, I feel as though he feels as though you might be settled where you are at this precise minute. Would that make sense?
Yes, I'm renting. I love the place, but I'll probably have to look for a place to buy sooner or later. So I need the prices are only going up.
Leave it well after Christmas.
Yeah, to start looking, okay.
Yeah, leave it well after Christmas. Because this gentleman's just said to me to tell you to leave it well after Christmas, sweetheart, okay. Because he feels as though the prices might come down a little bit, because some houses around you are not selling properly and not selling like they should be doing, okay?
Right.
So he feels as though he's saying to me, tell him to leave it well after Christmas, okay?
Okay.
And then you can carry on looking for your house, but just take a break from... and relax within yourself, is saying. This is what he wants you to do. Take a break and just relax within yourself and just concentrate what you've got to do for now. Okay.
Sure.
He's saying things about rushing things. He don't want you to rush things.
No. I won't. Thank you, Tina.
Okay. So is there any more questions, Dave?
No, I think we are just more, as in, it's time now. 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Deep. You know where I am if you need to talk, sweetheart.
Sure.
Thank you, Deep.
Thank you, Deep.
Thank you again.
All right. Oh, there it goes, the bell. Okay, righty. Let's see where we're going. I think line three has disappeared. No, they haven't. Veronica.
Good evening, Veronica.
Oh, hi, hi, Miss Tina. I hope you're doing fine. How's there? Thank you for taking my call. Thank you, Ken. Beautiful asset. I have a question, please. I have this quite frequently in my life. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of speaking in an overtoning voice. How much time do I have where I'm at? For my sibling to, if I should cancel upon, want to create a chaos. I already started some legal myself. Can I? I know you don't answer that, but I'm just saying that. I just want to know how much time do I have, because my parent, I have to help her, but she's getting a little bit confused. And I don't have the ears to take care of her situation, because I don't know if she's going to still be walking and breathing in the next 2-3 years. So my question is, how much time do I have, if you're able to get time, if you're able to ask permission to the spirit world to get out of there.
Okay. Veronica, they're saying I've got to leave that up to you, sweetheart. Okay, I've got to leave that up to you, because spirit, obviously, you know, doesn't have time, and if you're relying on spirit, it could be any time, okay? It could be any time, because they're working with you. They're working with you, they are, but they can't put a time on anything because of other things that they've got to do as well. I know it sounds awful, but with other things they've got to do, spirit doesn't have a timeline, sweetheart. So okay. You've got to use your own free will for that, okay? You've got to use your own free will.
Question, please. Thank you, ma'am. What entity or possession is around my sibling? Are you able to get anything on that? I think there is something around. I have seen shadow people.
Right, okay. Is this a sibling that you're not getting on very well with?
Yes, she is very bad, and I have always forgiven her, but I just had this time. No, I already put it in.
Right, okay.
No, I can no more. I have too much going on.
Yeah. I wouldn't say there's anything bad around her. Okay. I'm not saying anything. There's anything bad around her. Okay. But there is somebody around her that's trying to bring her out of what she's in now, because I feel as though at this precise minute she's not just very angry with you, but she's very angry with people in general. Okay, would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Right, okay.
Interesting.
Okay, because it feels as though she's angry with a lot of people. All right. They feel as though she doesn't mean half of what she says, but why she's causing a lot of trouble, they don't know. Okay, this is very confusing, this one, Veronica, because with her being angry like she is, it feels as though she might need to talk to somebody professional. Don't feel as though she's going to cause you any sort of aggro, to be honest. Okay, I know she's snapping at everybody. Okay, I know she's snapping at everybody. But I feel as though she needs to speak to somebody, sweetheart.
Okay, that makes sense. I really am picking up a mental problem. I was right then, not to judge, but her behavior can be angry at everybody.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Can you please tell me what she's like? She's coming to the parent home. I'm not there. She was not coming. Now she's coming mm-hmm. every day when I'm not there. And can mm-hmm. you, are you able to get in? She tormenting my mom's thoughts, her thoughts to hate me. Or
who's this? Sorry, say that again. Who's this?
Is my sibling tormenting or bringing negative thoughts to the parent that I need to help out? She'd be coming there every day now, and she was not coming. Now she's coming. And every time I see her, maybe my parent, she has a different perspective on things. And we go back to stage one.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she's actually tormenting. I don't think she's tormenting, to be perfectly honest. Okay. I really don't think she's tormenting. What I do feel she's doing is that she is trying to gain, I'd say what she's trying to do, Veronica, I'd say that she is trying to gain, how can I put it? She's trying to gain sympathy from people. Okay, I feel as though she's trying to gain sympathy from people. And by that, I mean, as you said, she's going to cry wolf one too many times. Okay, she's going to try and cry wolf one too many times, okay? Because I do feel as though she's not tormenting your parents, but I do feel as though she's trying to stress them out. We'll say that, shall we? She's trying to stress them out, and she shouldn't be, not at their age. Okay. I do feel as though one of your parents has said that she's acting like a child, to be honest. I do feel as though that's what one of your parents has said. I know it's very, very harsh to hear. Okay.
No.
But I do feel as though that one of your parents has actually said that she's acting like a child as well. I feel as though that sibling, your sibling that's trying to cause a lot of trouble as well, is needing to, we'll say that she needs to go see professional help. Okay.
Thank you.
I feel as though she needs to go see professional help, sweetheart. Okay, because I feel as though there's something different in her that is different, that's within you. Okay. I do feel as though there's something in her that's angering her, sweetheart. Okay. I do feel as though there's something in there that's angering her. She's been keeping this locked up for a while.
It's me, right?
No, it's not you. No.
Hmm.
It's not you.
Okay.
No.
Another situation. Not too much life. Is my parents still gonna want to go to yes or no at the divorce process? Is he still gonna want to do it? Because I have to go see tomorrow. I have a meeting with the attorney. Other things that are going on. And is he still gonna go with that? Because I've already put money down.
I don't know. I don't think so.
This time, no.
No, I don't. I don't feel so. I don't feel so.
Yeah, because she said yes, and then she said say no. So we're going to do a standby.
Yeah, I don't feel as though she's going to make her mind up, to be perfectly honest. Okay.
I have to do it.
You can't really make her mind up for her, to be perfectly honest. She's got to do that herself. Okay.
If you look at the situation, she's not in her, I don't, you're nowhere in the air, but I understand. It's through her heart. But the sort of circumstances, she needs to be comfortable.
Yeah.
But Thank you. You can't make it.
Okay. So you've got to carry on with what you're doing, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much for clarifying there.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Veronica. Right, we'll take one more then before a break. And that's going to be Quinn.
Oh, nice surprise. I thought I would have been later. How are you all doing?
We're doing great. And yourself?
I, too, am doing great and am grateful.
What's up?
What are the messages, my lady, for me today?
The messages are, darling, okay, the messages are that you've got to keep up the good work that you've been doing.
All right, I shall.
Okay, because you've been doing some good work, I'm feeling. Would that make sense?
That would make sense.
Okay, because this is what I'm getting, because I'm being told that you have been doing something rather special.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Not sure what that might be, but in particular, but I'll say yes. A lot of things special.
Mm-hmm. I'm being serious. I've been told that you have been doing something special this week. I see that you've been with a lot of different people, and you did ask me one specific question where I said, I think so. Okay. And then come to think of it, it wasn't. Okay. It wasn't. That's a totally different thing, though. But I do feel as though there's people around you that's been pleased. Would you understand that you've been doing something within a dance that has been very inspiring to others?
A dance?
A dance, yeah.
I'll say perhaps that something is coming.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sam Haynes coming as well. Okay, and I do feel as though you've got something special for Sam Haynes.
Okay.
Would that make sense?
I'm not sure what date that is.
So it's 1st of October. It's Halloween, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Okay. It's Halloween. Okay. And I do feel as though you've got something special lined up for then. Okay.
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. I think you're going to get ideas for it. You're going to get ideas for it, and it ain't going to come from me. I do feel as though it's going to come from the elders.
I do feel elders.
I feel elders are going to send you it. I do honestly feel elders. I feel elders are going to send you it, my lady. It's going to be elders that send you it, okay? And I mean the highest elders are going to send you it as well.
Wonderful.
If not for Samhain, it's going to be for something. It may be for maybe the winter solstice. I'm not sure.
I am planning something for that.
You're planning something for the winter solstice?
Yeah.
Ah, right, okay. But I do feel as though they're going to send you something to do on Samhain. I really do. I feel as though they're going to send you something on Halloween.
Could happen. I could get it in for it. Invitation or inspiration, both.
Yeah, I do feel as though you're going to get an inspiration for something. Okay. I don't know why they're showing me this, but they're showing me people around a bonfire dancing.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why, but they're showing me people around a bonfire dancing. Would you understand anything like that? I feel as though it could probably be for some sort of ritual.
I'm not aware of it at the moment.
Okay. But I do feel as though it could be some sort of a ritual, my queen. Okay. And I'm also getting I've got a lady with me. She's just come through. She just said to me, I've got to tell you, you've done some beautiful things over this week. There's something you've done that's very, very beautiful. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. She said there's a piece of work that you've done. He's very, very inquisitive. That can get people very inquisitive with it. Would that make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay, because this is what she's giving me. I can't exactly see what it is because she's not showing me this, but I can see, she's just said that to me. You've done something that's going to make people inquisitive of how you've done it and how you've made it. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because this is... She's looking down on you. She's looking down on you with really, really good gleaming eyes as well. Her eyes are like dinner plates. She's like open really wide. She can't believe what she's seeing. Okay. It must be something good that you've done. Okay. It must be something really good that you've done because she's really, really in awe of it. Okay. She's really in awe of it. Okay. She's giving me, I feel as though this could be another piece of work to do. Okay, I do feel as though, but she's giving me a statue of some sort. I can't exactly see it, but if she shows me, I'll draw you it and I'll send you it. Okay, she's showing me a statue of some sort. It's not a very big statue, but it's a little statue. Would you understand thinking about a little statue of some sort?
Yeah, I need to touch up one on me. I need to touch it up. Yes.
Sorry?
Yes, I understand.
Right, okay. Because that's what she's giving me. That's what she's giving me. I'd say this statue is about less than a foot tall.
Oh, then I don't know that one.
No, she's giving me a statue less than a foot tall. Okay. I don't know what sort of statue it is. When I get it, if she shows me it, I'll draw it and I'll send you it. Okay.
A foot. Yeah, I do know a foot.
Mm-hmm.
I do know. Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Right, okay. As long as we've got that one out of the way. Yeah, this is what she showed me. It's less than a foot tall, at least. Okay. It looks like it could be used... It looks like it could be used as some sort of, I'd say some sort of protection statue of some sort. Okay, she's giving me a protection, something to do with protection. Would you understand anything to do with that?
Not yet.
Right, okay. Okay, she's giving me protection. I don't know why she's giving me protection, but she's giving me protection of some sort. Okay. She's just throwing things at me at this precise minute. I just need her to slow down a little bit. But she's shown me this statue that was less than a 1 foot tall, and she's giving me some sort of protection. I don't know whether it's a protection charm, whether it's a protection dance, or whether it's just protection. She's giving you protection. Just in general, okay, but she's saying something about protection. This is what she's giving me, okay, and she wants you to understand the protection part of it. I feel as though it's a protection of not of a bad thing, but I do feel as though it's a good sort of protection, maybe because of Halloween coming up and the spirits. The veil of the two worlds is thinning. But I do feel as though it's a good sort of protection for you yourself. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I do feel as though she's sending you this protection. Okay.
All right.
There's something that you've got coming up as well. Maybe this is to do with the winter solstice. This is maybe where I'm getting the people dancing around the bonfire or something. It may be for the winter solstice. I don't know. But she's still giving me people bonfire. I don't know whether it's some sort of way back tradition that people used to do, or there's something that someone's thinking about bringing forward and redoing that tradition. Because I feel as though it's a traditional thing. Well, do you understand something to do with a traditional thing of people dancing around a bonfire?
I can understand that.
Right, okay. She says she's glad that you have now, that I've explained it better. Okay. So, I hope you've got something from that, my queen, even though I was rambling.
But I hope
you've got something from that.
Always, and I thank you. So much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Queen. Right, we're going to take a break then, ladies and gents. There's Queen gone. Just left us for a little while. She'll call back later. So I'm just going to take that for just a moment. And I've got sticky buttons again. Right, so we're going to take that short break. I will say that the donations are slowly coming in there. At least one person has donated there this evening. So keep them coming. We do have subscribers in the Cork Crew, of course, and they've already paid.
Yeah.
You know, after listening to that song, I must actually look back in the archives and find out the actual date when we first hit the airwaves, because, so to speak. But I think it was sometime in February. But what year escapes me? So we're going into our 12th year now. You know, it's amazing. The only thing that's changed is the I've lost a few teeth and the hair has thinned out a bit. It's going grey now, actually. So, you know, everywhere. even my beard's grey now. But, okay. Now it's been a wonderful 12 years in many ways. You know, to say we've had the pleasure of working with a lot of different people using different modalities, and that's been a wonderful thing, you know. And some of them have obviously moved on to do other things. Some of them are very busy people because they do this for a living. It's not a pastime. It is actually a living for some people. And, you know, and very busy people. So getting them to come and join us to do shows is kind of difficult. And then obviously we've lost some very good readers that, you know, that have passed on to do other things, and we wish them luck, of course. And talking about passing on, you know, it's passing over, really, I suppose. It's a passing on, because I think it's a gentleman there, Ron there, you've heard me mention before. And he, you know, we must play that song we tribute to him, one of these nights as well, because his Sunday piece of music, when he used to come on a Sunday, was always look on the bright side of life, you know. And who remembers Bill August? Well, there's a name that you may not have heard for some time, but you know, it's a Bill also used to have a theme tune piece of music there that he played. And strange to say that his studio is still active. Well, it hasn't been paid for in a while, but it's still active. And we had a joint hand in keeping that studio alive, sort of thing. So, you know, the shows from there are still there, and Blog Talk won't take them down. You know, they're still in the archives there. So, yeah. Anyway, enough trivia for this evening. So let's get on with it, as they say in the show business. And we're going to a subscriber now. Catherine.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening. This is Catherine. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm great. I would like just any messages from Spirit.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. Sweetheart, would you understand there's been a lady around you just lately, or you're feeling the presence of a lady around you, darling, please?
I'm not sure. You know what? That reminds me. The other night, I was watching TV, and my chair that I was sitting in, it felt like somebody bumped it, like the chair moved. You know, like when somebody walks by and kind of just, like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Your hip kind of hits the chair. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was the lady. You have got a lady around you, darling. You've got a lady figure around you. Okay. Would you understand the lady figure in spirit, please?
Well, it could be many. It could be mom. It could be grandma. It could be an aunt.
Okay. I do feel, I honestly feel as though it's a lady figure that's definitely deeply connected to you. Okay. She just said to me, she bumped the chair. She didn't mean to, but you felt the chair bump. Okay. You felt the chair bump, but it lets you know that there is somebody around you. Okay.
Yeah.
It lets you know that there is somebody around you. She's just said, right, my darling, because this is what she's wanting. She's wanting you to know that there's somebody around you.
Okay.
Wanting you to know that there's somebody around you. She also wants you to know that she's been with you. Okay. She feels as though there's something that you're going through this precise minute that she feels as though it's worth a lot of deep thought. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I'm really thinking of my next career area.
Right, okay. Okay, this is what she's watching you. She's looking at you. Okay, this is what she's been looking at you for, because she wants to know that she's there and she's helping.
Oh, great.
In as much way as possible. Okay. She also wants you to know that things don't look as bleak as you think they do. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it's just the thought of starting. I'm not really starting over again, but, you know, just starting a big change. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, this is what she's given. This is what she's given me. Okay, sweetheart.
Yeah.
She wants you to know that things are going to get all right for you, going to get better for you as well. Okay. And she also wants you to know that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, she's saying. I don't know why she just said that.
Huh.
But I don't know why she just said that. Maybe you've been feeling down on yourself. Would that make sense?
Well, yeah, I have some back issues that I can't seem to, that keeps coming back on my back.
Right, okay. This is maybe why she's saying about beauty is in the eye of the beholder then. This is maybe why she's saying about it, sweetheart, okay.
Yeah. I've been healthy my whole life, so to have a kind of a chronic pain is weird. I'm not dealing with it very well.
Right. Okay. Okay. This is maybe why she's saying what she's saying, because she may be thinking about that you have been feeling down on yourself, obviously, because you've got these issues. Okay. And she's been feeling that also that you've been trying to tear strips off yourself, basically. What that means is that she wants you to start and know that you're beautiful, No matter how much you go through, you're still beautiful, she's saying to me.
Yeah.
Okay. In all of that make sense?
Sure. That's a very nice message.
Yeah. Okay. Because she wants you to know that you are beautiful inside and out, okay? She wants you to also know that things are not as bleak as they seem, okay? And she's saying to me there's something good coming for you, okay? Whether it's to do with a job or something of an offer, okay, darling, there's something good coming for you as well, okay? I don't know if you've applied for anything. Don't know if you've applied for anything, but I do feel as though there's something going to come towards you. Okay.
I'm going on a trip.
Yeah.
So any good thing? So hopefully when I come back, then that, you know, things will come in the job area when I come back from vacation. Did she say anything about the trip?
She wants you to enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
She wants you to enjoy it. It's about time you had some happiness, she said.
Huh. I haven't been that down.
No, but what she means is that she wants you to have some happiness because she feels as though you deserve some happiness more than what you've got now. Would you understand why I'm saying that? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just kind of in limbo. I've been kind of in a limbo phase.
Yeah, yeah. But she does want you to start and fulfill your life as well. She wants you to start and fulfill your life as well. Do you know what I mean? She wants you to enjoy every being of yourself as well. Enjoy every being of your life as well. She wants you to think about things in general, okay, while you're away. The things that you've been thinking about, she's saying. Okay, she said there's things that you've been thinking about. All right, my darling. There's things you've been thinking about that she wants you to think about a little bit more.
Right.
Would you understand what that is?
Yeah, just more clarity.
Yeah.
All my ideas. I kind of jump from idea to idea.
Yeah. That's what she says. Okay. She wants you to start and think about one idea at a time. Okay. All right. This is what she's saying. She wants you to think about one idea at a time, okay? Because she wants you to start and think about not settling down as such, but she feels as though when you come back, it'll be the time where somebody special comes into your life.
Nice.
Okay, would that make sense?
Yeah, I'm open to a new relationship.
Right, okay. Okay, because that's what she's looking at for you. This is what she's looking at for you. Okay. She's looking at wanting you to start and settle down a little bit. She's wanting you to look for your Mr. Right, she's saying. I don't know why she's just said that, but she's laughing as she's saying it. She wants you to look for your Mr. Right. Okay. Yeah. This is what she's saying. She wants you to look for your Mr. Right. All right. Okay. She's laughing at that. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what she's saying. She wants you to look for your Mr. Right. Okay. She also wants you to start and make sure you start loving yourself a little bit more, because she doesn't feel as though you're loving yourself as much as you could be. Would that make sense? Would that make sense, Catherine?
I don't know. You could always love yourself more.
Yeah, you could always love yourself more. But she wants you to make sure you try and love yourself more. Okay? She wants you to try and make sure you love yourself a lot more. This is what she's saying to me.
Okay.
Yeah. This is what she's saying to me. All right, my darling. She wants you to start and love yourself a little bit more. She's helping you with something that you want to be helped with. Okay. That you've been asking to be helped with. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Because you've been asking for help, she's saying to me. Okay, you've been asking for help, and she's there to help you with something that you want to be helped with. Okay, this is what she's saying to me as well. All right, I feel as though it's something important.
Yeah, I think it's all the things we talked about previously. So
she's just on
cue with all that.
Yeah, so... Okay.
Great. Thank you so much for the reading.
Thank you very much, my darling. Thank you.
Okay, I'll keep listening. Thanks, Ken.
Okay, thanks,
Ken. Thank you, Catherine. Okay. And Catherine being one of our paid subscribers there, let's see where we're going. Okay. Sandra.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome, Sandra. How are you?
I got a little headache right now working through. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
I am feeling better. Oh, I'll tell you something, that flu is a killer, mate.
Yes.
I haven't worked for 2 weeks, honestly. I haven't been working for 2 weeks. My partner's been really, my fiance's been really worried about me, and he's been panicking over the third thing. Yeah, so how can I help?
I have two things I wanted to talk about. One, the first, I have had just finished up a second round of some interviewing for a wonderful company. So I had two different days of interviews, and yesterday was the final, and it was phenomenal, and I really am excited about this. So I was just wondering, what do you see with this? I believe that this is the one, and if it is, being that it is, how soon do you think I should hear something? When was the start date?
I feel as though you'll maybe hear something within the next week, maybe next 2 weeks.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
I do feel because I do feel as though you've actually impressed them, to be honest. Okay, I do feel as though you put some impression over there.
I do
feel as though when the interviewers were interviewing us, I feel as though they had smiles on their faces. Would that make sense?
They did. It did, yeah. Who would be my colleague, she was just beaming, and she actually said that she truly enjoyed me and she loved my enthusiasm. So
I can see you getting that job. I can't
okay,
see
so
you getting
pay
that job.
Will be what I'm hoping?
I'm hoping so. We'll say that. I'm hoping so.
Okay.
But
okay.
I can
okay.
see you getting that job because I do feel as though you're full of ambition as well.
Yes.
You're
yes,
absolutely
definitely.
Full of ambition
okay.
as well. Okay. I honestly do feel as though you're full of ambition. It's not just the ambition that I'm feeling from you. I'm feeling also that things of ideas that you could put to the company as well. Would that make sense?
Yes. And that was part of the discussion yesterday. And that's why I brought a lot of smiles, some of the experiences I have. And I got a lot of head nods off of things that I was saying. So that was, yeah.
Well, I do feel, I think you've almost smashed it, to be perfectly honest. I do honestly think you've smashed
wonderful.
It.
Yeah, wonderful.
I do feel as though you have smashed it, darling, because I honestly feel as though you're going to have some good luck coming your way.
Wonderful.
And
it's
going to be well deserved as well. It's going to be very well deserved.
Yes. Thank
okay.
you. Which kind of leads me into that second part that I wanted to ask about. And I'm not sure what the message on with this. I recently moved, love my new place. It's beautiful. I'm adjusting. I love animals. I am not, I have in the past had allergic reactions to cats. So I don't, not that I don't like cats, but I just don't have a lot of cats around. When the house was being renovated prior to my moving in, there were two cats that kind of made themselves home on the deck. Well, during the cleanup, they fixed the deck so there's no staircase. But the cats will keep coming to the backyard, which I don't, like I said, I don't have an issue with cats, but I just don't want to have any reaction. So I've been shooing them away. And they were two black cats. So I started feeling bad because it's like I'm trying to find a way to keep them away without harming them, but also making sure I'm safe so they're gone. And something's happened in my dream, and I don't know what this is. The first dream, my ex-girlfriend, this was in a dream. We were sitting and talking, and we were sitting on the floor by a counter, and it was almost like a setup. The person that she was still seeing, and I didn't know, came around the corner, and I got caught off guard, and it was like, I'm thinking in my head, how dare you set me up like this? But I woke up right away.
Mm-hmm.
Not last night or maybe the night before that, there was another dream about a cat. And I was walking, and this cat looked like a wild cat. I mean, just imagine a cat that's wet and the fur is all over, and the cat was crunched up, walking sideways, coming to attack me. And it startled me and woke me up. And I was like, okay, what is this thing about cats and this surprise and this attack? I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. It kind of disturbed my spirit some.
They do say that dreams have a meaning. Okay. With the black cat, I feel as though it's something that somebody is like, not somebody, but it's like something from your past is trying to be forgiven, or something that would make, I don't know, it's just that maybe it's like there's something being unearthed, or the cats where you live used to maybe live there before.
Okay.
I'm just having a look.
Okay.
Creativity and intuition.
Wow. Completely different direction than I was thinking. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So there's a space downstairs in my new place that I want to make my prayer and meditation room. But I also have another room, and that's my office. And off from the office, I wanted to have my, because I love arts and crafts, and I wanted to start doing my craft stuff. But this job I'm on now, I need to get away from it so I can focus, because I don't even have the creativity to do anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I was going in a completely different direction.
Would you have a fear of someone as well? Would you have a fear of someone as well?
Yes, yes. That's what I was going to say. The cat that was about to attack me in the dream had the same demeanor and look as my present manager. Like the reddish blonde color, just evil look in their eyes for no reason. It just, it's not so much I fear how I act with her.
Yeah.
It's not I'm scared of her. I'm scared of myself with her. I have to bite my tongue. So, yeah, okay.
Because that could be, that's another meaning towards it as well. Cats that attack in a dream are a symbol of fear of someone.
Okay, now that makes perfect sense, because I get sick when it's time to talk with her, not because I'm scared of her, but honestly, see, I am scared of how I'm going to be with her, because I know any moment I have to talk myself down to keep from just cursing her out and say, I quit. You know, it's like, I fear how I am with her. So, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How long have you been getting this dream? How long have you been split up with your ex-girlfriend, sweetheart?
Honestly, emotionally for a while, but out of the home and out of her space for about 3 months.
Right, okay.
No, almost 4 months, yeah.
Okay.
But even that last few months there, it was still just gone. It was so different.
Because I've just looked that one up, and it says dreams, that ex becomes symbolic of passion, unhabitated desire, unafraid love, etc. So it means one of them. Would that make any sort of sense to you?
Yeah, she's not ready to, well, I think maybe now she's finally accepting that I am officially completely gone. Because there's nothing in me that wants to go with it. There's nothing.
Yeah.
So I think she finally understood I don't communicate with her except for when she reaches out. I'm done. I don't want that. I'm ready to move on. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what that will mean. So it's nothing bad, really. It's nothing bad at all. So, I mean, I do feel as though the one being attacked by the black cat, I do feel as though it is part of you having to maybe change your job, and you, as you say, you've been interviewed for this other job, and I do feel as though you're going to get it as well, sweetheart. Okay.
Wonderful. Okay, great. Yeah, I know sometimes I get a lot of messages through dreams, and that one with the cat coming up on me just startled me because anyway, but I thank you so much, Tina, and thank you, Ken.
Thank you very much, love.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sandra. Okay. Right. Takes a little while for my microphone to kick back in there, but we're here. Okay, let's see where we are now. Right. Now, Holly.
Ken, can I just ask you a quick question?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Have you got a cold?
Have I got a cold? I've got a bad cold at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, it's not bad, but it's like, yeah, you know. The missus is contradicting me. She's saying you haven't got a bad cold at all.
it does sound as though you've got a pretty bad cold. It actually sounds as though it's like the cold that I'm just getting over as well. So good luck with that.
Yeah,
that's all I could say.
Mm. Well, I don't know. It's just like I get like a blocked nose and things like that.
Yeah.
But that's all year round thing anyway for me.
Yeah.
Right, let's see where we are then. Holly, she lost her call and we found it again, but she's here now. Okay, Holly.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay.
That doesn't sound too much of an okay. Laughing and saying you're okay at the same time. Mm-mm. Come on, try again. Are you okay?
I'm good.
Better.
I'm grateful.
You're grateful. Good. Good. How can I help, darling?
I'm wondering, can you get a message from my grandfather?
Sorry, say that again.
Name was my grandfather, Bill Campbell. William Campbell.
Okay. There's something you're wanting to ask him. Would that make sense? Would that make sense, Holly, that it's something you're wanting to ask him?
No, just he has a message for me.
Okay, because it feels as though there's something you're wanting to ask him. Okay, this is a feeling that I'm getting.
No. Okay.
Yeah, it just feels as though you're wanting to ask him. But he is around you, okay, because you've been thinking about him a lot just lately. Okay,
yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah. Would you understand there's an anniversary coming up surrounding around this person's passing?
I don't remember when he passed, but it was my birthday yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I know it was your birthday yesterday. I think I said happy birthday, didn't I not? If not, happy birthday for yesterday.
I don't know.
Okay. If not, happy birthday for yesterday. I hope you had a good day. Okay. But your granddad was round you then. Okay. He was watching you. He's saying something about somebody either gave you flowers or somebody gave you something with flowers on it. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he said the flowers were beautiful.
Yeah.
He said the flowers were absolutely beautiful. Would you understand there's some yellow flowers in there as well, please? And some orange?
Yeah.
Okay. He's giving me orange and he's giving me yellow. Okay. And he's saying to me, sweetheart, that the flowers were beautiful and you've got them in a really nice place. You've put them in a really nice place, he's saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be there and he's going to be helping the flowers to keep going like they are doing. Okay, because I feel as though this guy was a keen gardener. Okay, before he passed.
Yeah.
I feel as though he had a bit of some green fingers that used to be like, used to be loving the garden.
Yeah.
He's been very much around you all the time. Mm-hmm. Since he's been gone. He's been very much around you all the time. Would it make sense if I said to you if he's something to do with Mum?
He's her father.
Right, okay. Okay. I do feel that because it's just things he's just said, that was all. He's saying something about Mum. I don't know what he's saying, but he's mumbling as he's saying it. Did he used to mumble a lot under his breath when he was here? Do you know?
No, that's pretty little, so I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, he mumbled something under his breath. I couldn't hear him, but he mumbled something under his breath with what he said about Mum. I can't say if it was good or bad. Okay.
That's bad.
But he said something about your mum and I went,
You can say it. I won't be offended. It's
no, he mumbled it. He mumbled it. Honestly, I really couldn't hear it, but he mumbled it.
Yeah.
He's just like, mum, 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 mum. Okay. But he's quite disappointed in her.
Yeah.
He's very quite disappointed in her. No, he's quite disappointed in her. He's not quite disappointed in you because he's glad you've got away like you did. Yeah?
Yeah.
He's glad you've got away because
he
says he feels as though your life's going to start getting sorted out now. Okay? He does feel as though your life is going to get sorted out because he's casting a lot of light over you. Okay, it's not just him that's casting a lot of light over you, though. He's working with spirit to cast a lot of light over you.
Aww.
Okay, yeah. Spirit are casting a lot of light over you as well. You know me, Holly, I wouldn't say this if I meant it, but they are. They're casting a lot of light over you, sweetheart.
Yeah,
okay.
I like it.
Because I feel as though you're ready to go to the next stage of your mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you understand that you've been channeling a bit?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be doing more than channeling.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see you starting to channel right.
Yeah.
You know automatic writing? I can see you. You do that already?
Yeah.
Okay, this is probably why they're showing me it.
That's how I wrote my books, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to be inspired to do it again.
Yeah, I want to be.
Yeah, you're going to be inspired to do it again, darling. You are definitely going to be inspired to do it again because I can see you sat there writing. Okay, I see you sat there at a desk or a table writing. Okay, and I do feel as though you're going to be doing another book. I do honestly feel as though you're going
to
be doing another book because you've had ideas about doing another book as well. Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's just going to be one book. I reckon it's going to be a book in a series.
Oh, nice. I like that. That's the first time I heard that.
Yeah, I feel as though it's going to be a book in a series. But I feel as though... I honestly feel as though... I don't know if you've done it already, but I feel as though it's a book about how you came into your mediumship.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
Yeah. I think it's sort of based on real life. I feel as though it's based on real life. I feel as though it's based on...
Somebody said that to me before, that I would write a book on my life story. And I said, who would read that?
You'd be surprised. You would actually be surprised who's written and who will be reading it because there'll be a lot of people that's gone through the same thing as you out there, sweetheart, or going through the same thing as you. Okay, so your book could be inspirational for everybody.
Yeah.
But I don't feel it's just like it's a story of your life as well. I feel as though it's a story of how you came into your mediumship, how you've advanced in your mediumship, and how you're going to keep going on your mediumship.
Yeah,
Okay. This is what I'm feeling because I'm just getting a sense of I'm going to just pick the pen up and I'm just going to start writing.
I can't wait. I've been wondering why I'm not inspired.
Oh, you'll be inspired sooner or later. Either that or just pick the pen up, sit there, and let spirit inspire you to start writing.
Oh, okay, sorry. Hold on. You guys?
They are casting a lot of light over you.
Go along the white line and not under it? Sorry, honey. Sorry. But see how the white line? Because now it's going to look like if it was just under the white line, it would look better. That's what the other guy said. Okay. Sorry, I have the electricians here and they're doing it wrong.
Okay. Okay.
And
but I do feel as though you're going to start and do this writing again, sweetheart. I honestly do.
Okay.
Okay. And I do feel as though it's going to be a definite series of it as well. Okay.
That's cool. I like it.
Yeah. And spirit are definitely casting light over you, darling. Definitely casting light over you. Okay. So wait for that inspiration to start coming your way and then start writing. And then you can start writing and start writing till your hand drops off.
I type it. Yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying. But I do feel as though you've been thinking about writing again as well, though.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Bye, honey.
Bye, darling.
Thank you, Holly. Right. We have a remote mouse, if you like. That you have to put batteries in. So I put my batteries in before the start of the show. But we've got sticky buttons again. Now, sticky buttons is it's a blog talk thing. We've had to refresh the sound as well. Three or four times this evening. The sound they send is kind of tinny and quiet at the moment, and we've refreshed that three to four times now. And we've got a reasonable sound this end. It's not the best sound, but that's due to the monitor that we have at the moment. I thought, what are you feeding to us? Because it's like, it was so tinny and quiet that it sounded like, am I listening to a mobile phone or am I listening to my computer? We understand that people call in by mobiles. A lot of the numbers that we see in the studio are also landlines as well. So we don't like to give the numbers out. So we have a little drop-down box where we number people as they call. And what we try to do specifically is those that have subscribed, we try to make sure that they get the call, obviously, because they have paid forward. And people that donate regular as well, such as Holly. We have Yolani there in the call queue as well at the moment, that's a paid subscriber. And there are many other people there in the call queue that are regulars to the show that regularly donate. So, we try not to leave anybody out. We can't always fit everybody in, though. And that is an unfortunate thing, is that we only have 2 hours to get to people. We have what they call archive time, which we have used in the past. We can't use for every reader because it's just not practical to do so. And some readers will enjoy going over. Some readers have other things to do, such as families, children. Again, maybe having a life as well. You know, there you go. Okay, let's see where we are then. Going to bring Tina back in, and we should be with Christy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how
good
are
evening.
You?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm good, thank you.
How can I help, my darling?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you have any messages from Spirit for me or anything hopefully good. I'm not sure, though.
Okay. I've got a gentleman figure with you, sweetheart, okay? Would you understand a gentleman figure in Spirit, please?
Yeah, possibly. It could be my father or grandfather or uncle, I'm
okay.
Sure.
Okay. He's just said to me, sweetheart, if you've been, I don't know whether this is recently or maybe maybe in the past as well, but he said you've endured a few obstacles in your way as you've been coming through life. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. He's loved the way that you've come over them obstacles and you've had your fight in nature, he said. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes.
Okay. He wants you to know that he's very much around you, darling. Okay, he's very much around you. All right, my darling. He always has been. Okay. I do feel as though when this gentleman passed, though, sweetheart, he was quite poorly. Would you understand that?
Wait, what? I'm sorry.
He was quite poorly. He was quite sick.
That's my grandfather then, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because he's saying to me, he wants to let you know that his passing was good and there was a lady figure come to meet him when he passed over, okay? I don't know who this lady figure could be. It might be a great-grandma or it could be a grandma. All right, my darling.
Okay.
He wants you to know that he's seen some people around you that has been trying to take advantage of something. Would that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Okay. You've not to let them take advantage, darling, please. You've not got to let them take advantage. There's somebody around you at this precise minute is telling me that's quite vulnerable. Would that make sense at all, please?
That's quite vulnerable?
Yeah.
Me? Or no, not me.
No, there's somebody around you.
Could be my daughter, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's saying that there's somebody around you that's quite vulnerable, and he feels as though she's not in a very good place. Would that make sense?
Oh, my sister. I know who you are. Yes.
Right, okay. Because he's watching her as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's just said to me, she seems to be shedding quite a few tears just lately. Would you understand why?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Right, okay. All right, my darling. Because she's just feeling, I get the feeling she's just had someone taken away from her. Would that make sense?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Right, okay.
Friend, this
is where
really
I'm getting...
friend, and he was young.
Yeah. This is where I'm getting the vulnerability as well from then, sweetheart. Okay. Maybe this is what Grandad's been trying to say. I do feel as though she's had someone taken away from her just recently, okay? He is very much around her at this precise minute. Okay, he's very much around her, sending her healing. And there is healing angels with her as well. I know that doesn't really won't make any difference to her. But
I think it will make a difference for her.
Right, okay. Okay.
Yeah. She needs that.
Sorry?
She needs that right now to hear that, and I can't wait to call her.
Yeah. There's healing angels with her, Grandad's with her. Okay, as well.
Okay.
I do feel as though there's a male there, but it's a very weak connection. A male, very weak connection. Would it be the male that's just been taken away?
For me or for her?
For her.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I know my father has always been very weak with me.
Right.
And hardly comes through.
Okay. It might be him then. Okay. It might be him. Okay.
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 Do you want to take this message? Do you want to take this message from your father? Was you okay with your father? Would you like to take this message from your father?
Yes.
Okay. He's just said to me, sweetheart, he's speaking through your grandfather because he's like stood way back. This is why I feel the connection's very weak, okay? He's stood way back. He wants you to know that he's sorry. I don't know why he's saying sorry, but he wants you to know that he's sorry. Would that make sense?
Yes, the way he passed, yes.
Okay. He wants you to know that he's sorry. Okay, he does want you to know that he's sorry. He regrets everything he said. I don't understand why he's just said that. Tell me if you need me to stop with this message, okay, please.
No, I'm okay with you going.
Okay, he regrets everything that happened. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. He is full of remorse. Okay, he has got remorse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It wasn't just the way he treated you. He was treated somebody else that way as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. He needs you to tell them he's sorry.
Okay.
Okay. He needs you to tell them he's sorry.
Okay.
He hasn't been down to see you because he's not been allowed.
What's that mean?
Okay. He's not been allowed to come down and see you. This is maybe why the connection is so weak. Because
why wouldn't somebody be allowed?
Because of why he's telling you he's sorry for. This is why he's saying, I feel as though it's something that he did that was pretty bad. Would that make sense?
Yeah, the way he passed, maybe.
Yeah. I don't...
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been down to see you. It's not because he's not allowed. It's because it would upset him. Sorry, this is what he's saying. He's not been down to see you because he's not because he's not allowed. It's because it would so upset him. This is maybe why he's not gaining his strength properly. Okay.
Mm.
But he is very, very sorry. Okay. He is very, very sorry. And he wants you to know that. Would that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Right, okay. You step back now and let Grandad talk. But
how,
Grandad
how
is...
would, like, I open that communication for him to be here?
Sorry?
How would I open that up to allow him to come in?
I feel as though you probably could have shut down to spirit a little bit, okay? Or to certain spirits a little bit, okay? Because I feel as though there's a great deal of forgiveness needed. Would that make sense?
I don't think I ever had closure. It's been over 20-something years.
Yeah. Would you understand the forgiveness part?
Yeah, I believe in forgiving, and I do forgive. I just don't think I've ever done it, maybe.
Okay, because I do feel as though there's some sort of forgiveness needed. All right, darling, this is what I'm getting. All right, my darling.
Okay. Okay.
But Grandad is with you, and he is with your sister, especially at this time of where she is quite vulnerable and not in a very bad place at this precise minute, okay? He is there.
Okay.
He's protecting her as well, okay?
Okay.
He wants you to know that, he's just said to me. He wants you to know that he's always going to be there for you both. Okay. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you understand that you're making some decisions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm confused on what decisions to make, but yeah. I have to
Say that again.
I have to make decisions. I just don't know how to make them right now.
Right, okay. If you allow Grandad near, okay, if you allow Grandad near, he will be able to help you with that. Okay, my darling?
Okay, thank you, guys. I appreciate you so much.
All right, thank you very much, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christy. Now, as we said a little earlier, we're trying to fit everybody in. People are still calling, so we're not going to be able to fit you all in. And we have to prioritize with our subscribers, of course, because they have taken the time to subscribe. So, Yulani?
Hello. Hi, Kim. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Yulani. How have you been?
Good. How are you doing? Okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you. A long time no here.
I know. I just want to see what you can pick up for me.
Okay. Okay. Yulani, since we last spoke, which was like what I feel like months ago now, okay, I feel as though you're getting somewhere with where you want to be in life. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because there's a lady figure around you, sweetheart, that's very, very happy for you. And I mean very happy for you. Okay.
That has to be my grandmother, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She's very, very happy for you, sweetheart, because I'm feeling as though I'm getting a lot of overwhelmment from her. Okay. Would you understand why I'm getting a lot of overwhelmment from her, please?
For now, like, I'm very... I feel strong, happy. So I feel like everything is getting, you know, in the right path right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting the thought of a new business from somewhere, Yulani. Would that make sense?
I have been trying to work out and selling my bracelets, and I have also I work in the company, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I do feel as though you're in a lot more of a happier place, darling. I really do. Okay.
Yeah.
And I do feel as though your life's going to take a change as well. Okay. I do feel as though your life's going to take a change as well, because I'm feeling as though you're going to have a special someone come to you.
Oh, that sounds really great. I'm ready for that.
Do feel as though you're going to have a special someone come to your sweetheart, okay? And I don't think you're going to meet him just out of the blue, I think. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it might be at work.
I actually like someone in work, so I believe that I already met him. It's just that we have been not really, you know.
Ah, well, there you go. It might be him then. Okay, because I do feel as though he likes you as well. I do feel as though he likes you as well.
I feel the same way too, but I don't. We have been not talking yet, so we can see.
I just have
the feeling that would be happy soon too, like.
Yeah, yeah, I do feel as though you're going to be happy very soon. Okay, because I do feel as though there is a special someone going to come to you, darling. And it's going to be the special someone that you've been asking for. Okay?
Yeah.
I do feel as though it's going to be a someone. Praying. Sorry?
I have been praying for if I find someone, have someone good.
Yeah, yeah. They've been listening to your prayers, darling. Okay? They have been listening to your prayers. And they are going to see what they can act on. Okay? And, they are helping you, okay, obviously because as well that you are doing very well with what you're doing this precise minute as well. This is what they're helping you with, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to know there's some more special things to come for you. There's some more happier times to come for you as well. All right, my darling. And they want you to know that they want you to know that basically you're going to get something really nice coming towards you. So I think it could be this special person, right, my love? And I want you to know that you've not got to rush into anything, okay? When this special person comes to you, you've not got to rush into anything. Would that make sense at all to yourself?
Yeah. Yes, that's...
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel as though there's somebody around you that's doing well for themselves as well. I feel as though it could be a son or a daughter. Would that make sense?
My daughter, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though she's making something of herself as well. I feel as though she's doing very well with something. Would that make sense?
She's improving a lot in school, and she's also working and doing the bracelet they're doing, so she's starting her own business.
Yeah.
And she's
yeah.
just 11 years old, yeah.
Yeah, this is what Grandma's telling me. This is what Grandma's telling me. Okay. She's very proud of the both of you, the things that you've overcome as well. The things that you've been overcoming as well. She said to me she's very proud with you, okay, because you're not letting things from the past get you down. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, definitely.
She's got,
mm-hmm.
All she wants you to do, sweetheart, is just keep on moving on with your life. Okay, you've just got to keep on moving on with your life. This is what she's saying to me, darling, okay? And she's very, very proud of you. And she's very proud of your daughter, and she couldn't be much prouder, sweetheart, okay?
Thank you, Tina.
Okay, thank you very much, Yelani. Thank you for calling in, darling.
All right, thank you, Ken. Thank you, Tina. I really love
you. Thank you very much, Yelani. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yay, thank you, Yelani. Oh, right. We're cutting the time down a bit then. We're trying to fit everybody in. Let's see where we are. Jessica.
Hi.
Good evening, Jessica. How are you?
Up and down and manifesting a new place to live, a move. So it's a little bit, I'm trying to get back into the exciting thing zone of it. I've been a little bit stressed out about it because I'm going to give notice, my 30-day notice to my management company on Friday, and I really wanted to find a place before then, but I'm moving to a different state, so it's a little bit of juggling.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. Just don't let yourself get too stressed out, sweetheart. Remember what we've spoken about before, okay? Because this is not something that you'd need to do is get stressed out, darling, because, you know, your stress levels had just been coming down before you started getting stressed out again, okay? But moving is a very stressful thing, okay? But I do feel the new state that you're going to be moving to, sweetheart, I do honestly feel as though you're going to be happier. Okay. You're going to be happier.
I just feel a little bit upset as far as like, it just, I was going about this very kind of casually, and then I got like sort of a poke by spirit and like certain situations that are happening here that it's like, now you need to move, like now you need to figure it out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm upset. I don't want to get stressed out. I'm going to go meditate again.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing certain things like repeat as far as like having to rush out and be stressed about it. And, you know, old fears come up and I'm just trying to keep my mind focused.
Yeah, I do honestly feel when you move to this new state, sweetheart, I honestly do feel as though this will be the last time you move. Okay. I do feel as though this will be the last time because I do feel as though when you get to this new state, I feel as though a new, whole new life's waiting for you. New job and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm moving. 100%. The act of getting there... like I was looking in one area of the state and then some things happened today that I'm like, oh, I actually think I should move further into the state, like more country
yeah.
than what I was looking at before.
Yeah.
And I, you know, everything I'm just doing by my intuition, I'm using my pendulum and I'm just like praying a lot and like, you know, it's...
Well, you keep going, girl. You keep going.
Thank you.
Okay. You keep going, girl. I'm not. I'm being deadly serious, Jessica.
I know.
You
I'm
keep going.
I need to hear that. Like, that's really why I'm calling. I just keep needing people to say that to me, along
yeah.
with myself.
Yeah. Well, my email now is on the show page. Okay. My
yeah,
email now
that.
Is on the show page. So that is my email address. And I, if you want me, you know to email me. Okay. And as soon as I receive your email, I will email you back. Okay. But I do feel as though this new state that you're going to, Jessica, I do feel honestly that there is a whole new life waiting for you. I honestly do feel that. Okay. I do feel as though it's going to be a good start, a restart and a proper restart.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's the intention. So, I mean, I know that we're not supposed to know every step in getting there, and I'm trusting the process, and I am, you know, shifting and changing every day. I mean,
yeah.
I don't even know what my question would be. I mean, this is a whole new area for me. I mean, do you see me... I don't know if I should just drive the 2 hours and look around or stay over for the night and find, you know, like really, I'm not really, this is all new for me, you know, like to just go in the middle of nowhere, basically. I mean, it's not nowhere, but it is nowhere to me, you know?
Go with what your intuition is telling you. Go with what your gut is telling you. You always trust your gut. Okay. If you've got that gut feeling to go and stay over, always trust your gut, sweetheart. Always trust what your gut is telling you. That is
I know.
A medium.
Sometimes it's like a little bit hard to tell. Yeah.
That is what a medium does, is trust their gut.
Yeah. Yes. So, like the fear that I have that has come up, well, one of them, let's say, is that I always thought that this would happen like smoothly and easily. And instead it's like, I guess a little bit stressful because it's like, okay, now find a place now because,
yeah.
Well, I'm not going to go into that, but like, so it's getting me, you know, like it's, I've never given notice somewhere saying, hey, I'm moving out without having, I mean, I'm 100% leaning on God, and, like, that's really what you should be doing, but I just, and I feel like I if I keep at it, I'll still have 30 days and just still focus on getting a place.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of bouncing around from, like, one place to the next and having to move a place quickly and then, like, ending up in not an ideal situation and then having to move again, and I don't, like, that's the fear that's coming up a lot today.
Yeah, well, don't let that fear consume you, sweetheart. Please don't let that fear consume you, okay? Because if you let that fear consume you, darling, it's going to overtake you and you're not going to do anything, okay? Always
yeah.
keep your positive vibe.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
what
it's
you need
sort
to
of
do.
Like I don't have the time or energy to even to even focus on the negative things. I have to just say, okay, well, fine, this is similar, but whatever, just keep it moving. Like,
yeah.
it's a similar situation, but I'm going to do it this time. I have the confidence. I have a stronger connection to spirit. I could do this. I could do this. Like, I just say to myself a million times in the day, I can do this. But I just
you can
so
do this. You
time.
Can
I'm
do this.
Yeah,
yeah, you can do this, darling. You know you're strong enough to do it. You can do it, darling. Just trust in your gut and keep trusting spirit. Spirit wouldn't have given this to you if they didn't know you could handle it. Okay?
I'm always put in these situations that they, like, really stretch me. Like, other people don't have these situations that I go through. It's like what the fuck?
Oh, the bloody well
really
do.
Like...
The bloody well do. Trust me. Trust me, the bloody well do. Spirit have got a good way of testing you, sweetheart. And as I said, if they didn't know you could handle this, they wouldn't have given you it. But they've given you it. There must be a calling in this state that you're moving to for you. There's got to be a
calling
there somewhere.
I really just want peace. I want to be, I'm calling out. I feel my life partner is there. Like, and I just want peace. I want to be out in the country. I want to be near the cows and the horses. I just really want to kind of be left alone. I just want to be in a peaceful area. It's
exactly.
Not, I haven't lived in peace my whole life. It's always been either someone or something where I'm living that's been aggravating. And again, it's just, I never leave situations like smoothly. Well, let's say, maybe that's judgment, calmly. It's always like this sort of big bang of like, okay, go, or like, oh, now she's fighting with people, or like, this is happening, now get out. It's always like something like that.
Yeah,
so,
you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine where you are. You're going to get everything that you want, darling. Trust me. Okay? Trust me. You're going to get everything that you want. You're going to get mountains. You're going to get forests. You're going to get hills. You're going to get cows. You're going to get horses. You might even get the odd sheep.
Yes, I want
okay.
that too.
Yeah, you might
I
even get
it.
The odd. You might even get the odd sheep. Do you
well,
know what
I
mean?
Do you see me like? I mean, I want a house too. Like, I don't want to live with people above me, below me, beside me, and like. Oh,
I do feel as though you're gonna get what you want, darling. You are gonna get what you just need to chill. Okay.
You
just need to
Thank
chill.
You. I'm gonna send
All
you
right,
an
my
email
darling.
Now. Thank you
yeah,
very
okay
much.
Yeah. Okay, there, darling. Okay. See you soon.
Okay.
Bye,
All right,
darling.
See you.
Bye. Thank you, Jessica. Right, yeah. That's show over, ladies and gents. Tina, are you happy to do another two?
No, I can't. Ken, I've not
no,
got the energy,
right.
sweetheart. I've not got the energy. My energy's running
That's
out.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
So, we didn't reach you all, ladies and gents. And let's say, that we can't control how many callers we get in a call queue. So, there is no way of preventing you from calling. all we can say is that the call queue is now full. We could try that, and we have tried that before, and it doesn't work because obviously it is a free number to call, and each Blog Talk studio has its own reserved number for that studio. So it's one of those things, unfortunately. If you're in the call queue on a 2-hour show, you could be line 13, 14, 15. We can only fit an average of 8 people into one show, ladies and gents. So thank you all for your patience this evening, and maybe it'll be your turn next week. Thank you.
What you gonna do? You rock, oh, you rock, oh. wanna be lively myself, y'all.